Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
We are live. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show, and you are welcome to it. Big, big, big show tonight, Catherine, isn't it?
Big. I don't know. You've got something in store for me, and I have no idea what it is, but I'm not worried.
Is that wind coming from me? I think it might be. A very, very big show tonight, guys. Grab it. I see Ian, Jen, Robert, Dave, Zerma, and Linny, and Richard. You've got the front row. You might get wet.
You won't.
Can I just say thank you to my sister for this? Finished it today.
I'll say goodbye to love.
Signed copy. Great read, Catherine. You can certainly borrow that. I'd like to say thank you to everybody. Oh, yeah, I've got some cheeses in front of me. I've got a mini rule. I've got some cheddar. I've got Mucho Blue Stilton. And I got Brie de Meaux. And I got some...
Brie de what?
Brie de Meaux, M-E-A-U-X.
Meaux.
Oh, I've got pickled onions out there. Can I go and get a pickled onion?
Yes.
You're a funny onion with now.
A face like a pickled onion, with a nose like a squashed tomato, and legs like two pegs. That is a rhyme I know from being tiny, and I have no idea whether it's a northern thing or what. But that's the way it goes. Along with skinny malinky long legs, big banana feet. Do you know that rhyme, Ian?
Go on.
Ian, do you know the pickled onion rhyme?
I don't think I do. I'm looking forward to hearing it from those lovely, luscious red lips on the beautiful Catherine Boyle.
They're actually pink. It's Max Girl About Town, if anyone wants to lip along a Kath. Ian, you're a funnion with a face like a pickled onion, with a nose like a squashed tomato, and legs like two pegs. Rude.
Very rude. I've made coffee, but I didn't have enough in the packet, so it's a very weak coffee, and I couldn't be bothered to open the other packet. Actually, it's not as bitter as it normally is. I don't have any biscuits. I don't have any biscuits, unfortunately. That's my own fault.
Sad times.
I thought I would try pickled onions. They're okay. They're okay. They're not a pickled egg. They're okay. I'm trying.
Got the wrong ones.
These are Garners. Now I'm 50. I thought it's time to start eating a bit more mature. It's time to start acting a little bit grown up. It's time to grow up, guys. And I thought, How do you grow up? Oh, shit. You eat pickled onions. How do you get one out? I'm trying to...
Please bring it. The twitcher.
Pickled onion.
Where? Oh, bring. I bought Clinton Baptiste a present on Sunday. I'm going to give you a preview. I've seen a lot of people using these for commercial purposes on TikTok.
I didn't like that onion. It was horrible.
Have you seen these?
Oh, is it Ouija?
It's a decision maker.
Okay. Why does it look like a dong?
Would you like to ask it a question?
Yeah, is Catherine a dong? Stop.
Maybe.
All right, here's one. Is Ian going to destroy Catherine on tonight's show?
Maybe.
Does it just do maybe? All right, hang on. Can you land on the word yes? If it does, this is messed up. Okay, oh. Right. I think
it might be the angle of my dangle.
I think the angle of the dangle is having...
Let me hold it flat. Go again.
Is Catherine a dickhead?
Oh,
yes.
Dear.
Right, flick it again. Will I completely destroy Catherine Boyle tonight? Don't tilt it towards no. You tilt.
Always.
You always. Beautiful. So it's going to be one hell of a show tonight, guys. One hell of a show.
I've seen people use these for commercial reasons on TikTok. They're doing psychic readings. This cost me about £7 from Amazon.
I'm just eating cheese off a knife. I haven't got any biscuits.
It's going to be Clinton's Twitcher.
Who's coming to Clinton on Sunday? I know I is. My friend Robbie is. My friend David Turner's is.
Visionary, right?
Visionary. Anybody else? Anybody else coming?
Let's have a giggle.
Have a little bit. Well, tell you what. We all need a little bit of giggle at the moment. And we need a bit of a giggle. Don't we, Kath?
We
could
do.
All do with a little bit of a giggle. Sunday night, we'll have a little bit of a giggle. We deserve it. We deserve it. Price of stuff. You seen the price of petrol? It's actually gone down. You seen the price of other stuff? Some of it's going up.
Some is. I've had enough of things going up. I want things to come down, please.
You what? You love things going up?
I don't want things going up. I want things going down.
I've got to find my sharp knife. I think someone took my sharp knife from the party.
Okay, well, we've all got needs. No, why would someone take a knife? Although I did once have some work done and I think my small knife went then, my small pointy, the one that everyone likes the best. Cheese needs grapes, as Roll sorts. Hey, Dave Dogface, you coming as well? On Sunday, it's the Clinton Baptist Sunday Seance. That's where people are going, at the 100 Club. Ian Sykes, you know the Pickled Onion song, I'm glad.
I cannot, honestly, this book is great. Apart from the epilogue, which is dumb. Ladies. It talks about Sonic Youth. I'm not interested in Sonic Youth. I'm interested in Karen.
What business is Sonic Youth got in there?
I'm interested in Karen. Mm-hmm.
Ian Lee. Kath, I'm going to Paris next year for the Olympics. Any places we should go see, apart from that copycat of the Blackpool Tower?
Yeah, go to the Olympic Stadium, mate, because there's probably going to be sports there, isn't there?
I know, but where did we go that was good? We went on the Seine tour. That was good. Someone got engaged.
It wasn't good. I got very anxious because I had to film a man proposing to a lady.
I don't think that happens in every single one.
I think they do.
I like, if you go to the Ile de la Cité, if you go there, that's where apparently all the fondue restaurants are that we didn't go to.
Oh, yeah. You did. I kept saying, when we go to Paris, I'm going to go to fondue. And Kath didn't tell me until much later on. She thought I was weird. She told me that she'd been thinking, what's a fondue restaurant? That's not a Paris thing. And then we walked down a street with about a dozen fondue restaurants. And then you told me what you'd thought. And, like you'll be doing tonight... You apologised to me for being wrong, didn't you?
Well, I've never been to one, but then I was living on a baguette a day and maybe some pasta with butter on.
Living on a baguette a day, you dirty so-and-so.
It's delicious. I'm not sorry about that.
So, yeah, go. Yeah, you know, just shut up, man. I realised I went to pick up... Thank you to everyone who did the Dono Bar for my birthday. I bought a cheap hot tub with the money. Thank you. That's why my hair's wet, because I've been in the hot tub for a lot today.
Oh, tell him what your day was today. So today he had a couple of psychotherapy clients. Yep. And then he went in the hot tub like he's like some sort of Hollywood mega doctor.
Like I'm Dr. Eugene Landy or someone like that. Then I had another client, so I got out, dried off and went back in. But I bought some chemicals from Argos. Now, Argos is in Sainsbury's, right? It's a big Sainsbury's.
You can say Argos is insane.
Argos is insane. Well, it is insane, right? It's in Sainsbury's. So I drove to the Sainsbury's and I said, I've come to collect this. And he went, oh, no, 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 you're in the wrong one. And I was like, oh, shoot. So I had to go to another Sainsbury's. But here's the thing. As a young lad, he said, you're in the wrong one. What do you think I said? What do you think was my next thing?
I have no idea.
So it said on the email, the one it's supposed to be. I said, you don't know how to get there, do you? What? Why would anyone say that? And he said, no, I don't live around here. But also, I'm thinking, I'm holding this email on a phone that has a map on that will get me anywhere in the world. Who would say, do you know how to get there?
I don't understand you people, you over 50s. I don't understand it. So before my time, I'm going to file it under before my time.
What is before your time?
All this shit.
What do you know? What was I just talking about?
Not realizing you had a pocket telephone that could be a computer.
It wasn't really. Good evening, Emily Jo. That's not really what it was about.
With the kid. I'm baffled like the kid.
My sister bought me this. Lucy O'Brien. It's signed. When you say signed, it's they've signed a sticker and a sticker's in it.
That's
Lead Sister. The story of Karen Carpenter. Do you know why she wore a t-shirt called Lead Sister with Lead Sister written on it?
Because she was his sister and the lead singer.
It was a Japanese mistranslation of lead singer.
Okay.
In a book. So she said, I'm having that. I'm going to have that.
She didn't speak like that.
Cannot.
She was a bit more sort of toothy, wasn't she?
Oh, they were very lispy, those two.
Yes.
Thaddeus. What was
Saturday
I listening to?
Saturday began was the same as any day and ended up different in many ways. Love is in the air since Saturday.
Saturday, ever love Saturday. It's a good book, that.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
So I've got a hot tub. Thank you. You bought that. And I'm loving it. Got it set up yesterday. It takes a day to heat up. I've been in there, got the kids coming tomorrow, so they'll be in there. I bought light, flashing lights for it. Very good. Very good. So that's kind of my big news. I had some other big news, I think. Gatford doesn't like Sonic Youth. Okay, there we go. Great story.
I don't know who they are.
They're like sort of like a 90s... band. I believe the Monkees asked them to support them on their UK tour and they said no. I believe that to be true.
Is that in a bid to be cool?
Well, who did the Monkees have as their opening act for 1967 for seven concerts until he walked off giving the bird to the audience because they kept going, Davey!
Don't know.
Jimi Hendrix. So they're the epitome of cool. Oh, shit.
Don't eat off knives.
Such a sharp knife.
Flipping weirdo.
So it's great to be here. Got a show tonight, show tomorrow night. Hey, if you're a £15 patron, Saturday morning, 11 o'clock, we'll see you for the Zoom. So, okay, let's have a little recap of the week. I've had a great week. I've had clients, got a few new clients. The ADHD group has had its third of five sessions. That's going really, really well. There's a ginger cat that comes into my back garden now that Dennis has gone. And so I've got a super squirter, super soaker, because I want it to piss off. If I'm being honest, it's very interesting, the dynamics of the cat situation now that Dennis has gone. Can I just say, this is one hell of a book.
You did mention that.
And I'll leave it there for now. So, yeah, I'm going to shoot that, because that cat belongs to the people that killed the kittens.
They didn't kill the kittens, but they didn't not kill them. They did not kill them.
Okay, right. Well, the kittens were living, then the kittens were not living.
And there were some actions in between.
There were some actions in between, that's all I say.
And some inactions.
So I have had a great week. The house is a bit untidy. I need to work on that. Off to Japan in a couple of weeks. You can't rob me because June will be staying here to look after the cats.
And she'll batter you.
Actually, why am I paying someone to stay in my house? They should be paying me, right? Have I got that cocked to balls?
Like an Airbnb.
Yeah, they should be paying me to stay in my house. I'm paying a lady to stay in my house.
If people were paying you to stay in your house, you'd have to tidy up and you'd have to hide things.
I have to pay to stay in my house. It's called a mortgage.
A mortgage.
And what that translates from French is life, is death life. Death life. Got David, I've got your... David Turner's left his Minecraft tiny little swimmers here. So I'm going to post those to you tomorrow.
They were his, were they?
Things I'm posting back tomorrow.
Don't post them back. You're going to see him on Sunday.
Oh, shit. Yeah, David, you idiot. He said, I'll post them back. Here's my address. Ow, I felt that.
Never. Never.
Things I'm posting back tomorrow. A thing that you take a hard drive out and connect it to, because I bought two by mistake. And
can you stop brandishing that knife, please? Thank you.
And a shopping trolley.
Stop brandishing that knife, please.
The Samara van.
Can you stop brandishing that bird, please?
Dave, I don't know. Right, so Dave has asked us to do this Samara van thing. Oh, that's what's in that envelope. Oh, we've got until August, right? I don't think I can do it. And I'll tell you why. I tell you why I don't think I can do it. Because I'm embarrassed by my complete... I remember not falling out with Mackenzie, but... he's an incredible artist and I'm not. I don't think I can do it, because I am in the same way. You know what I mean, don't you, Catherine? Mm-hmm. In the same way, I'm embarrassed by my handwriting. Nobody gets.
Ian.
Yes.
No one gives a shit about mine. What about if I do it for you?
No one gets to see my handwriting. Show my handwriting to anyone.
The van. I'll do it for you.
No, I know. I'm just doing... Oh, that's fine now. No one ever sees my handwriting. I remember my boy seeing it once, and I felt so ashamed.
Why? Your handwriting is perfectly fine.
No, but it's always been a thing for me that I can't do joined-up writing, so I write in block capitals, and it's really, really scruffy. It's great for me. I get it. I can read it, although I couldn't... I can read it. But I get so embarrassed by it, and I don't let anyone see it.
Can I tell you something really, really honestly?
Go on, my love.
And this isn't me trying to make you feel better, because, you know, I spend my life trying to make you feel worse. Your writing is absolutely fine. There's nothing wrong with your writing.
That doesn't hit, and you know that doesn't hit,
I know,
right?
It doesn't hit, but I'm telling you this, honestly, having seen lots of people's writing.
Okay.
and being a very judgmental person. Your writing is fine.
Okay, but that's the same as saying to someone who's a drunk, just stop drinking. Because it doesn't hit, it doesn't connect on that level.
I don't think it's quite the same as that, but okay.
Intellectually, I know. Who gives a shit what my handwriting is about? I do. I do. But you're dismissing my experience.
I'm
by
not
saying
dismissing
that.
It. I'm not dismissing it. I'm saying to you that what's going on.
But continuing that sentence, that to me is dismissing.
All right.
My
I'm not dismissing it.
Well, don't say it then. Don't say it. My experience is, I've said intellectually I know it's not an issue, but my experience is I am embarrassed and ashamed of my handwriting. Whatever you say is not connecting on any level, and it can't, because this is like 45 years of stuff. Intellectually, I know no one gives a shit. Who cares? I care. Because it causes me deep shame and deep embarrassment.
Can I throw something into the mix?
Yeah, go on.
It's not the writing.
Catherine, I know all of this. I know all of this. I know all of this. Of course it's not. I know that. However, it does not stop the shame. And it is shame around it. And here's the thing. It's the same for me around art. I cannot do it. I'm embarrassed by it. I do not like it. At all. And when Dave reached out, I should have said that. I'm feeling ashamed now, even talking about it. I should have said that. I don't think I can do. And even my doodles are shit. Even my doodles are an extension of embarrassment and of shame. So, Dave, we'll talk about it in email. I don't think I can do it, because that's the act of me drawing something and then sending it to someone who will then show it to people. Oh my God, that makes me feel, I'm getting a hot flush. That makes me actually feel nauseous thinking about it. So Dave, let's have a chat, but I think I may have to let you down. And I don't like letting people, God, it's so fucking human. I don't like letting people down. So this is not, I'm not having an art lesson. So this is not a thing I'm saying lightly. Right? This is not a thing I'm saying lightly. This is a thing that I would rather not have to say to somebody. But I just don't think I can do it. But I will come up with another way that I can help the charity. But I just think Catherine, drawing isn't going to be the thing. Whereas you, on the other hand, are genuinely a very talented artist.
I think what I put out is shit. So it's...
Yeah. Well, there you go. Got one of your pictures up there. This is a slightly awkward start to the show, isn't it? Nelly says, my handwriting is awful. I get a bit self-conscious if I write in people who've never seen it before. Art, uncomfortable with anyone seeing something I draw. When I was at college, each week we would do a thing called... I'm just going to turn this on a little bit because it's actually really human. We would do a thing called skills, or triads, some people call it. And you would have three of you, sometimes watched by a tutor, but you'd have three of you would practice counselling. So one of you would be the counsellor, one of you would be the client, the other one would watch and make notes, and then you'd swap round. And we had to write on a whiteboard the order that we would do it. Who would be the counsellor? Because you couldn't go from being the client to being a counsellor. There had to be a break. But you could go from counsellor to client. And... I always managed to avoid being that person that would have to write on the whiteboard because I was so embarrassed. And they asked me once, and they asked me a few times, and I just make up excuses and I go, oh, I just need to go to the loo. I would do whatever it was to get out of that situation. Mm. Oh, I used to hate it. Hated it. Hate it.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states.
United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.